Welcome to the audio notes for Applications 2. We're going to be looking at Notes 1, the basics. I want to mention two things before we start. First, this is meant to be a walkthrough of Word, and to get the most out of this, you should be in front of a computer so you can see what I am describing, directing you to look for, or to try some of the skills we're talking about. Second, at different parts of the walkthrough, I will tell you to try something out or type in some lines of text as part of a demonstration. Feel free to pause this to catch up, try something out, or just to get ready. Keep in mind that I will not stop to give you time, so pause as needed. That said, let's begin. The first thing you'll want to do is launch Word. For those of you who aren't sure how to do that, just click on the Start button at the bottom left of the screen. Click Programs, click Microsoft Office, then click Microsoft Word 2003. Once your window is open, take a moment to look around at the different parts of the window. There are a lot of menus and buttons that can be a little overwhelming, but we will go over them. Look at the top of the window. This blue bar is the title bar. Here you will see the title of the document you are working on, located at the left side of the bar. On the right side of the title bar are three buttons. Looking left to right, the first button is the Minimize button. This will minimize or shrink the window data to the taskbar located at the bottom of the screen. The next button can be a little tricky, as it has two functions depending on how big the window is. If the Word window is in full screen, then this middle button will show two small windows. This is the Restore button, and it will restore the full screen window to a smaller window that can be moved, expanded, or shrunk like any other window. If the Word window is already a small size window, the middle button will show one window and is now the Maximize button, and it will enlarge the Word window to full screen mode. This is the only confusing part of the window and won't be too big of a problem in daily usage, but it is still important to know. Lastly, the red button on the left side of the title bar is the Close button. This will close Word and any document you are working on. Next, we will look at the bar located just below the toolbar. This is the menu bar. On the menu bar, you will see the File menu, Edit menu, and the other menus that will help you fine-tune your document and provide formatting options. The last bar located at the top of the window is the Toolbar. Here you will find buttons that will give you features and options in just one click. There is more than one toolbar, and each toolbar you add will stack underneath each other at the top of the screen. These extra toolbars can be found in the View menu. Okay, so let's look at the giant white blank space that is your document. The flashing black line is commonly called the cursor, but its technical name is the insertion point. Along the top and left sides of the document are the rulers. This will show you where on the page the insertion point is and how much of the available page space is left and what has been used. If you look a little closer at the rulers, you will see a section of the ruler is shaded a light blue. This indicates that this is a margin, and your text will not be entered in this margin. On the bottom and right sides of the page are the scroll bars. They will allow you to scroll left and right, or up and down, the document. The last two parts of the Word window that you will be interested in are the task pane and status bar. The task pane is the large blue rectangle located at the right side of the window. Word will open with the Getting Started task pane, but there are other task panes that can appear with different options to choose from. You can close the task pane by clicking the small X next to the title of the pane. The last bar we will talk about is the status bar. It's at the bottom of the window. Here you will see information about where in the document the insertion point is, as well as other information. Now that we know what the parts of the window do, let's look at how to enter text. Typing on the keyboard is the primary way of entering data. This may seem self-explanatory, but there are other ways of entering data into Word, but the good old-fashioned keyboard is where you will do most of your data entry. You can use the arrow keys on the keyboard to navigate in your document, or you can click on where you want the insertion point to be. Take a moment to type some lines into your document, and then use the arrow keys to move about your text. Also, make a few clicks and place your insertion point at different places in your document. You will find that once you get more familiar with Word, you will use both the arrow keys and the mouse to move around your document. Some other important navigational keys to get in the habit of using are the Home, End, and Control keys. When you use the Home key, it will take the insertion point to the beginning of the line you are on. When you press the Control key, it says CTRL on the keyboard with the Home key at the same time, The insertion point will go to the beginning of the document. The end key works the exact opposite way the home key does. It will take you to the end of the line the insertion point is on, and one pressed with the control key at the same time will take you to the end of the document. There are three keys that will be used heavily in typing. These keys are the Enter, Backspace, and Delete keys. The Enter key, or Return as it was known on typewriters, will move the insertion point down one line. It will also move all the text to the right of the insertion point down one line as well. The Backspace key will remove the spaces or characters to the left of the insertion point, while the Delete key will remove the spaces or characters to the right of the insertion point. The last three keys I want to mention are the Page Up, Page Down, and the Escape key. The Page Up and Page Down keys do just what they say. They move the document up or down one page at a time. Take a minute to play around with all the keys we've looked at. Lastly, the Escape key cancels the current operation. You should note that this key's function changes with the operation that is running at the time. Let's look at the menus in the menu bar. The menus have commands that will let you work, change, add, delete, and format the text as well as the whole document. I encourage you to take a look at these menus and all their functionality later, but for now I'll show you how to work the menu itself. Pick a menu from the menu bar, but don't select anything. If you look at the menu itself, you see that it consists of four main components: the selected command, the access key, the keyboard shortcut, and the expansion arrows. The selected command is the command your mouse is currently on. The access key is how you can access the command using just the keyboard by pressing the Alt key plus the underlined letter in that command. If the command has a keyboard shortcut, it will be listed. For example, the Save command has a keyboard shortcut of Control plus S at the same time. Not all menu commands have a keyboard shortcut, however. Lastly, the menu will most likely be condensed to show just the commands that are used most often. To get all the commands, click on the expand arrows, which are the two little arrows that point down. This will show the whole menu. Once you choose a command, what will happen next in most cases is another window will open. This window is called the dialog box. A dialog box will have options to choose from that will help you format your document. These options can come in a couple different forms. One form is a checkbox. This is a simple square that, when clicked, a checkmark appears. You can check multiple boxes in a list. Next are radio buttons, which are small circles that, when clicked, are filled in. Unlike a checkbox, you can only choose one radio button in a list. A list arrow is a box that has a small blue down arrow on the right. Click on the arrow and you will see a list of choices to choose from. Lastly, a text box allows you to input directly what you want, for example, the page number of what you want to print. Now that you have worked on your document, you are ready to either save it or print it. I will take this opportunity now to tell you that you should be saving your document while you are working on it as often as possible. This will reduce your risk of losing data or the whole document should a problem occur. Problems will occur. Errors will occur. You need to save your work. When you save a document, you are also saving all the data associated with it, such as pictures or links. This document with all of its associated data is called a file. Go ahead and click the File menu and choose Save As. This will open up the Save As dialog box. Let's look at what the parts of the box are and what they do. First, at the top of the box, you'll see a list arrow showing where the document can be saved to. Click the list arrow and choose where you want to save the document. On the left, you will see shortcuts to various places on your computer, such as the desktop and My Documents. Take a minute to hover your mouse over the buttons that are next to the top list arrow to see what the buttons do. At the bottom of the box, you will see two more list arrows. The top list arrow is the file name box. You can choose a file name from the list to replace that document, but let me stress that will replace the existing document with this one. Be careful. In most cases, you'll enter a new file name for the document. The second list arrow will let you choose what file type to save the document as. In nearly all cases, you'll leave this list arrow alone. If you change the file type, you may not be able to access the data again in Word. Again, I'd leave this arrow alone unless you know exactly what different file type you need. Once you have everything the way you like it, file destination and file name, Click the Save button and your document is saved. Click on the File menu and choose Print. Take a minute to look at this dialog box and all the options available. Take note to which options are list arrows, which are radio buttons, which are text boxes, and which are check boxes. Change the settings if you want to. At this point, you can print your document by clicking OK or click Close to cancel. This concludes the notes for the basics. If you have any questions, you can email me through Edline or you can ask me in class. Thanks for listening.